So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, hour number two is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560 on this Good Friday edition. And just to coincide with the last hour, or to add to it, texter says, 78% on Rotten Tomatoes like this, destined for mystery science theater 3000 stinker of a movie, question mark. Isn't that the same percentage of the idiots terrified to go to the sports venue? There you go.
Probably. Probably.
There you go.
And so, by the way, a lot of times, you know this, I will disagree with them. Sometimes they will give a very poor score to something. By the way, you know, quick example, they didn't like the movie Taken.
Right.
A lot of times they won't like a movie which is an action movie, guy movie. They'll say, well, it's not arty enough. And so they give it a low rating. I'll come on here and give it 4 stars. In this case, I didn't really understand. I'm not saying it's a, by the way, folks, it's not a colossal stinker of a movie. It's a okay movie. I mean, 2.5 stars is average.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just under average, but it's just, you know.
It's just that. It's average.
Once again, guys, cut down the storylines. Fewer storylines, focus a little bit, develop a couple good characters, and have some fun with it. And they would have had a really good movie here. Really good.
All right, so Richard is on the phone with a customer. He'll be with us in a moment. He's making us
money. Where are his priorities?
That's a good thing.
I know he's making you money, but my goodness, we're talking movies.
I know. Explain. What are we talking about?
Okay, we're talking movies with religion. And notice that I didn't say religious movies. And the reason is, the moment people think about that, they're thinking about movies that are totally about a religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go that heavy because, that first of all, that really limits you in how many movies you can do. And secondly, I think there are a lot of neat references to this or that religion throughout a lot of movies. Obviously, I'm a born-again Christian. That's, you know, kind of my flavor. But I also want to look at several other religions that are mentioned in movies.
Okay. That explains it.
Kind of make it broad.
Yeah. Okay. So those of you that are listening, and we've had a few suggestions come in, you can continue to do so. 307-200-8222 is the text line. 307-200-8222, and somebody just popped one in, so I'll talk about that as soon as we come back. We'll do this, though, to get Richard kind of dialed in here. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll start in, and Andy's got something he'll start us off with, which will be good. I'll just say it that way.
Okay.
All right, American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger would love to help you out with all of your insurance needs, and I do mean that. Whatever it is, call him. He'll walk you through what you've got going on, what your coverages are not, and what they should be. And he'll tell you what you need to do. 303-662-0789. Again, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, and even though it's the weekend, if there's something you need, something you're thinking about, buying, selling, moving up, down, whatever it happens to be, Kurt can help you with all of that, or just a review of what you currently have to see if you can save any money. 720-895-0500, that is Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Richard now, and Charlie, and it is time for our weekly movie rental reviews.
Yes, it is. And Richard, I know you were busy making money for your father, which, by the way, is a very important thing. Every son should do that. So just to specify, we're talking about not religious movies, but movies with religion.
So, movies with religion or movies with faith?
Or whatever.
Whatever.
It's fine. That works, too.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, fair enough.
Otherwise, I think what we decided is our selection is far too limited if we didn't expand that ever so slightly.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
If we just did religious
movies. That is what I was finding.
Yeah, Christian-only movies, we're going to kind of struggle, maybe.
Yeah. I thought
Although there's a few.
That was going to be a little too limited.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so, Richard, just because I think that what's really important for us is to get to the foundations of our faith. Okay, so let me play a scene here for where we first get our laws.
Lord, I shall give these laws unto thy people. Hear me. Oh, hear me. All pay heed. The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15. Ten commandments for all to obey.
It's so bad, but so funny.
History of the World. History of the World Part 1. So I'm going to lead off with that one. And that is courtesy of Charlie. Thank you very much, Charlie.
Take a bow. Those are hilarious.
So that is my first movie with religion, History of the World, Part 1.
That's good.
And by the way, I'll do some serious
very
movies,
true.
Too.
But... That's a good one.
There you go. Richard,
all right,
you're up.
All righty. I am going to go with a different direction. Well, not serious, but an action movie. And I think one that we can all really appreciate in an under-the-radar faith movie, because it has several references to Christianity and fashion here, and that is The Book of Eli.
Oh, somebody else mentioned that. Yeah, we had a texter mention that.
Okay, well, yeah, where, you know, obviously he carries around the Bible, but it's in Braille, and the guy gets it, and then he's got it memorized, and I think he just re-recites it for them, right, so they can rewrite it down, so they can keep maintaining it. Just kind of a cool movie. I don't know. It's one of my favorites. I like it.
Nicely done. Very good. Okay, John, you're up.
You know, somebody told
me. The pressure is on. We've done two good ones. How will you do?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll come back to that.
Okay.
Sorry, thinking of something else. Oh, gosh, I have a lot, but mine actually are probably more religious than just having religion in them. But let me start with this one. Just was one of my more favorite movies of all time, and I don't know why. I love the story of Joseph in Scripture. To me, it's one of my most favorite stories there. So The Prince of Egypt.
Yeah.
Oh,
you mean the cartoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, Dad, I didn't think you watched cartoons.
I love that cartoon, actually.
And that was really early DreamWorks,
It was. It wasn't the best of, you know, how should I say? I mean, at the time, we thought it was really, really good when it came to the, you know, cinematography and so on. But, yeah, it is, in comparison to today, it's pretty weak.
No, but it was really good, I thought. And by the way, I think they... No, it was too slow for kids.
Probably.
Let's be honest. Probably. But when you're talking about the length of the story they were boiling down, I thought they did a pretty good job. What did you think, Richard?
Yeah, it's one of my, you know, of my movies of my childhood. I enjoyed it. They did a good job. Obviously, they took a few liberties with how they kind of put things together. And because obviously the story of Moses is a little bit harsh for children, right, in the truest sense of the story. And so they kind of had to soften it a bit. But I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought they did a good job.
All right. Okay, moving on. This clip is a little lengthy. It's about a minute. Okay. And the reason is I just want you to get a feeling. There is singing at the end, but I want you to get a feeling for the character because I really like his character, and that is Bart in I Can Only Imagine.
What are you trying to do to me? I can't do this. I didn't even try out.
You can, and you will, and there'll be no further discussion about it.
No. Look, I am a Millard. Okay, you don't understand. Millards play football. Millards do not sing.
You have a gift, Bart. And in my class, you will be required to use it. Or fail. It's your choice.
Look, my leg is still in a cast. I can't even walk.
There's 2 months until the production. You have plenty of time to heal. Please stop making excuses.
Okay, I don't sing like that. That Broadway stuff.
I'll teach you.
Look, Miss Fincher, I like you, okay? You seem like a real good person. I respect you. But there is no way, ever, at all, ever, that you are going to get me on that stage.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's
what a great voice this guy has.
Yeah.
I'll just give him just a moment.
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky.
And of course, it turns out he has a magnificent voice, but that was one of those rare Christian movies, and I hate to say that, but it's true. These modern Christian movies, a lot of them come off as movie of the week type stuff that you would see on an afternoon show, right? Low quality, thrown together. I Can Only Imagine was shocking in that it was high quality. And the story moved, and you had some great acting, especially by Dennis Quaid as his father. Was fantastic. In fact, I would even say it might be Dennis Quaid's best performance ever. It's certainly in his top five. And I gave that either 4 or 4.5 stars. I forget. I gave it a huge grade. And that was a movie that went into the theaters and just, and all these theaters, you know, AMC and so forth, they had it in these little houses initially, sold out immediately. So it would sell out for the whole weekend, like Thursday night. And then they realized the next week they moved it. All these theaters moved it into big houses so they could make the money.
Got it.
That was a terrific movie. I thought I Can Only Imagine is one of the best Christian movies I've ever seen. Richard, did you like that one?
You know, honestly, Andy, I have yet to see that one. And I need to, because I know you've talked about it a few times now. And so I need to watch it because it seems like you say, it's kind of one of the exceptions to the rules as far as Christian movies go. It's actually, you know, it's not the super cheesy, you know, sappy kind of movie that way. So, yeah, I need to.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pain in it and there's a lot of triumph and just really, here's the thing, really good character development and some wonderful talk about our faith. So there you go. Richard, you're up.
Awesome. All right, so I'm going to go with another animated one that comes up, and it kind of reminded me because of Easter. Obviously, we wouldn't have Easter without Christmas. And so there's a really kind of cute animated movie, and that's The Star. And it's a it actually does a great job at kind of telling the story of Jesus' birth through the lens of the little, you know, basically the donkey that takes Jesus into Bethlehem, you know, it kind of takes him in. So he follows him and he follows Mary and Joseph and tries to figure out where it is. And it's actually a really cute movie. They do a good job. The donkeys, you know, the character, the animals talk to each other, right? And that part is actually really well done, but the humans can't communicate with them. And so it's just a pretty cute movie overall. And, I don't know if it's on, you know, it's on Netflix usually, and I don't know if it's on year round or if they just put it on at Christmas time, but when it does come up, feel free to kind of entertain yourself because it's something you can do. And honestly, it's something every Christmas so far, we've watched, you know, probably 10, 15 times because it just kind of keeps going on in the background. So.
Okay, but with animals talking and everything, you weren't worried about demon possession or anything like that? I mean,
No.
You were okay with
this? We were safe there.
You weren't screaming as kids?
Just in this one, though.
I actually agree with you. I thought the star was really cute. Very cute movie. Yeah. And it's kind of fun to have a movie that you can show to the kids that is about our faith. And it's of a, let's just say it, a little higher quality than what some of those movies are. I enjoyed
it. Exactly.
I agree.
Yep.
John, you're up.
All right. One of my favorite movies of all time as a kid who was on, I always watched it. To this day, I think it's a movie I own, one of the few movies I actually own and will even watch now and again today, Ben-Hur.
Classic. The Chariot Races.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
How did they film those at that time?
I don't know.
I mean, when you're thinking
amazing.
About yeah, when you're thinking about
the
tech.
The bodies and the chariots rolling over them and the whole, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. They didn't have what we have today.
At that time, I have no idea how they pulled that off, and it was
Charlie,
ultra
do you know,
cool.
Have any idea how they did all that? Charlie usually knows. He doesn't on this one. Yoda does not know.
Hey, you know, speaking of that, how about we go to that as my next one?
Go ahead.
Okay. Star Wars. Star Wars was, by the way, about Zen Buddhism.
Really?
Oh, yes. Okay. That's the whole idea of the Force, is Zen Buddhism.
May the Force be with you.
Yeah. So here we go. Here is Yoda talking to, you know, Luke.
In his really creepy voice.
Think be creepy, do you? Okay, here we go.
Size matters not. Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you? And where you should not. For my ally is the Force. And a powerful ally it is. Life creates it. Makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us. And binds us. Luminous beings though we, not this crude matter. You must feel the Force around you. Here, between you, me, the tree, the rock, everywhere. Yes, even between the land and the ship.
Okay, now what he was doing is he was lecturing on Zen Buddhism. By the way, I did judge him for his size. I did.
Okay.
I got in a fight with Yoda once. I was holding him at arm's length. I had my hand on his head, and he kept swinging.
Just
and
grab his ears. You'd be okay.
No, just on his forehead. He kept swinging away. He couldn't reach me. It was really funny. I won so easily.
Okay.
No, I mean, that's what Star Wars is about. It's about Zen Buddhism. And I'm not a Zen Buddhist, but I got to say, it made for some great entertainment.
Yeah.
It made for a really neat story behind the story. What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, well, yes, it is. And it is, and it does have a lot of faith references, even to, you know, Christianity and believing in something that you can't quite see, right? Or you can't quite feel. So
I'll
take it.
Yeah, and also the father son thing, you know, sacrificing the son and so forth.
Exactly.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay, you're up.
All right, so I'm gonna go with one of the more, again, traditional, and this is going to be a traditional cheesy movie, again, as far as Christianity goes, just because that seems to be the theme of Christian movies, unfortunately. But, nonetheless, a very good theme, and a very, pretty good movie, just because I like sports and football, and that's Facing the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
In the scene where, you know, they've got the kid, you know, carries the other kid, does the bear crawl across the entire field, you know, blindfolds him and the coach does it. And I just, you know, obviously sports and relate to that. And I think that's just a really good, good quality movie. Again, it's something you can watch with the whole family. You know, you're not watching it for the acting ability, but for the, you know, overall message of it. And I thought it was relatively well done.
Yeah, and that particular scene, which Andy and I have talked recently when it comes to leadership, that is one of the probably best examples of how a leader gets someone motivated and gets them to do something they didn't think they could ever do. Right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
A very, very great example on how you motivate and get things done.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I agree. 100%.
So, yeah. That's good. And by the way, good movie. Even though it's a little cheesy, still a good movie. All right, I have a couple from some listeners. One of them is, hold on, I got a couple here. One of them was Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
It's a musical.
That's why, that's why I've never seen it.
It's a classic, and it was the music was brilliant.
Okay.
It's the 60s.
Well, I've never
musical.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Right. I also have Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Ark of the Covenant.
And by the way, oh, yes, absolutely. And God Wins in, Raiders of the Lost Ark, which I love. And by the way, you can't mention Joseph and the Technicolor, you can't mention that without mentioning Jesus Christ Superstar.
I never saw that one.
It's apostate. It's terrible.
That's why I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I guess.
But the music is beyond belief. It's incredible.
I got a few more from listeners. We'll get to those as we go through the show. So don't worry. We'll make another round here before we take a break. All right. I know. Send me out back, Beat me up.
Do whatever. We have to punish you?
You might have to for this.
No,
one.
No. You're not. No. No. Come on.
I am.
That was just depressing. It wasn't religious per se.
The Exorcist.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness. I thought you were going Schindler's List.
No. The Exorcist.
No, you're right. That's very religious.
It is, but it's a movie you shouldn't watch. You really shouldn't. Right, Charlie? He says yes.
Yeah,
Charlie said he prayed all the way home after seeing it.
John, there are a lot of churches you go to where you see a lot of heads spinning. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's just one of those movies when you're done, you're just like, I shouldn't have watched that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying.
By the way, though, it was wonderfully made. It was terrifying.
Especially for its day.
For its time,
oh,
it was one of the most terrifying.
Oh, man, it was.
Wonderfully made,
you were
horrifying
scared after that
movies.
Movie. You didn't have any blood running through your veins.
Right. Incredible.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're up.
Oh, I thought we were going to break.
No, we'll go. We'll go around, then we'll take a break. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw out The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Oh yeah, red pill, blue pill. The Matrix.
Is that a new cult?
Yeah.
Oh yes. The whole idea. Well, first of all, Neo is a picture of Jesus. It was released on Easter weekend in 1999.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, Neo and Christ. They're both of whom are resurrected, and also the whole idea of the Matrix is and by the way, the people who made it are not Christians. Okay, they just hit on the theme. Right. But in Christianity, you are supposed to not be tied up in the here and now and worried, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and so forth. Right. The here and now is just a moment in time. It'll be gone like a breath in the wind. Mm-hmm. And in the Matrix, it's the same thing. Everything you're seeing around you is temporary. And in fact, in the Matrix, it's not even real. It's imaginary. And what you're supposed to be thinking about is the world that is beyond this. What is lasting. And so the more you fall in love with this world that you're in, the less you will value the world beyond. Okay. And the Matrix, by the way, also has a Judas, a guy who is among their flock and betrays them exactly like Judas did. So yeah, the Matrix is heavily Christian. Wouldn't you say, Richard?
Yeah, well, actually, that was going to be on my list because, especially when you really kind of get into the subliminal messaging of it, it very much is. But again, most people aren't going to do it. But if you start looking for it, you find it, and it's pretty well emphasized throughout the movie. Like you say, again, the one, and as far as Neo goes, and kind of what he does, and who he is, and how he ends up sacrificing, all those different things. Throughout the theme, again, not Christian directors by any means,
no.
But really kind of took the idea of Christianity and put it throughout the movie, and it really made them kind of fantastic.
Right, and the place that they, were protecting was Zion. And what was the name of their ship? Because the Nebuchadnezzar or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, the Nebuchadnezzar, yep.
Right, so you had all this Christian imagery.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and by the way, the whole idea of the red pill, blue pill is at one point you make a choice for or against. And then you're committed. Okay. And once you choose to become a Christian and actually become one, there's no turning back. You'll never be the same again.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the idea in this. So it very interesting. And by the way, one of the most deeply philosophical movies I've ever seen with a lot of really cool fights.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to read a few more here that we're getting in. We Are the Titans.
We are not Remember the Titans.
We must be Remember. I'm reading off of this.
Okay.
So Remember the Titans must be. I don't. I guess that was a religious movie, wasn't it? Why don't I remember that movie? Why? What
not,
am I thinking?
Not really. No.
It's with Denzel Washington. I mean, you've got a guy. Got it. I mean, he was a Christian. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, not really too much.
What about the one with Sandra Bullock? The Blind Side.
Oh, yeah. Blind Side.
Was that fairly?
Yeah,
there's religious.
Some,
I mean,
yeah,
there
yeah.
were some.
I
mean, she, undertones.
Well, she was. You know, she was playing the part of this couple that actually was very religious, and that's what the movie was based upon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What else
you have?
Yeah, it's maybe a stretch, but...
Well, it's a stretch.
Well, here's one that I... Again, this one, I don't know. Somebody sent in Rudy. Is Rudy a religious movie? It's Notre Dame?
He's got Notre Dame, so...
Catholic?
No, you do have the priest there.
Catholic football, the priest.
I'll go with that. That gets in.
Rudy.
We'll let her
Rudy, 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 Rudy. Okay, that one got in. There you go, Mr. Texter. There's a few more that we'll go through here as well. All right, I would be remiss if I didn't say, because I've had probably not every texter, but most texters have said Passion of the Christ. I got to add that one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a, you know, it's kind of a given.
Yeah.
But really, honestly, folks, for I don't know about everybody else, but for me personally, that's a movie I had to see one time and one time only. I don't need to see it again.
Yeah, me too.
That was me. I saw it once. I'm good.
By the way, have either of you, Richard, I'll throw it to you. Do you know anyone who has seen that movie more than once?
Actually, Dad, you saw it more than once because you went and previewed it before you would let.
Oh, that's true.
Me,
I did.
That was when I was a little bit younger.
Yeah, that's true.
So you actually did see it.
I haven't
twice,
seen it since, though.
That must have been awful.
Yeah, I've never seen it since.
So, yeah,
you're right. I did see it twice, but I've never seen it since.
It's not something I don't think most people, you know, pop on and start eating their popcorn.
Okay, what would you rather less want to see twice? What would you more want not to see twice?
Okay.
That or Titanic?
That. I'll watch Titanic.
It's just
really?
Yes.
You'll watch Titanic twice. Wow.
Because at least it's mind numbing and I have popcorn and you know,
that's
do
good.
Something. I can look at my phone if I want to when I'm watching Titanic. When you're watching the other one, you're sucked in. You're not, I mean, you're there. You're in. You're caught
okay,
up.
Okay, I'll go with you. Richard?
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, with Passion, yeah. I mean, it's a great, and it's a great reminder and it, you know, of the sacrifice that Jesus did. But, man, I mean, again, I don't need to. It's been ingrained in my mind. I'll be honest. I think it was, what, 13, 14 when I saw that movie?
Yeah.
And, you know, those images are still burned
in
my
your memory.
Head. And, you know, for a good reason, right?
Yes.
For a very good reason.
Yes.
I don't want to
see
that again.
All right, we'll come right back. Roof Max is next. Dave actually sent me some pictures today of a before and after roof he just did today. Weather's perfect. Dave wants to come out and do a free roof inspection. If there's a way he can rejuvenate your roof, he'll tell you about it and make it work for you. And at the end of the day, save you money. Give him a call today, 303-710-6916.
Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora started out as a traditional roofer, repairing and replacing asphalt roofs. But he got so tired of the unnecessary waste. The quality of asphalt shingles has declined in recent years, leading to less and less durable roofs, especially in Colorado, where high altitudes expose your roof to stronger UV rays that damage your shingles, combined with severe spring and summertime storms and more than twice the national average snowfall, you could end up replacing your roof every few years, paying higher and higher insurance costs. Roof rejuvenation from RoofMax offers an alternative to total roof replacement. Just one application of the all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof guaranteed. Because Dave has a background in roofing, he can provide any patches or small repairs your roof may need before applying roof rejuvenation. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Real quick, Passion of the Christ, it grossed over $600 million on a $30 million budget, and old Mel Gibson hauled home around $450 million or so when that was all said and done.
Did we one time do low budget? No, we did something similar, but we didn't exactly we did surprise movies that were much better than you expected. We didn't do exactly low budget, big hit.
This movies. One was. Big time.
Yeah, this was kind of a subcategory of what we did. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he made bank on that. All right, before we get to Richard, Michael, you are next in Broomfield. What's going on? Hello, Michael. You there?
Talking to me?
Yes. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I'm in Brighton, not Broomfield.
Oh, it says Broomfield on my screen. Sorry.
Well, of course we're talking to you, Michael. We only talk to the best.
Exactly. Hey, so I called in to give you my argument for Remember the Titans. Sorry, I wrote it down wrong. I am Mr. Texter. But the reason why I put that one is because you said at the beginning of this, you were talking about movies that have religion in it.
Yeah.
And one of the things that Denzel Washington did was he relied on his religion to get him through the fact that they were going through a racial struggle in the country at that point in time.
There you
and
go.
He relied on his faith to make it through that struggle that he was going through. And one of the other reasons why, and one of the reasons why I put Avatar was, I'm trying to remember the name of the, what they call the spiritual creature. I think it's like Huawei or something like that. Is because there's at one point in time where they said that that creature was their deity, and that creature ran throughout the earth, and kind of like the naturalist or the Mother Earth type scenario. And that is technically a sense of a religion.
No, you're right on both. By the way, speaking of Denzel Washington, Christian references, did you, Michael, ever see the movie Glory?
Yeah.
I have not seen that one. One of my favorite ones from Denzel Washington is Man Out of Time, I believe is what it's called.
A Man Out of Time. I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
It's really good. He plays a bodyguard to a little girl in a foreign country, and she gets kidnapped, and he has to go recover her, and he dies in the end.
Sounds cool.
It is.
Well, anyway, Michael, trust me, rent Glory sometime. It's about a black regiment in the Civil War. It's really good. But at one point, they are all praying and singing at the same time because they're going into battle. Huh. And they're prepping for it, and they're turning to God. So that's very religious. So there you go.
Nice. I will have to check that one out.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me, by the way, with Denzel. He's known as, by the way, one of the classiest people in Hollywood. Very respectful. So,
and I do think he's a born again Christian, by the way.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I know he's a good guy. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Well, I believe he is. I've listened to a lot of his speeches he does for graduation, and he does base a lot of how he lives his life on the Christian faith, as far as I can remember.
Very cool.
So, all right, Michael, appreciate it. Charlie, you can. I messed up on this. You can take care of that one. Richard, you're up. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to go with, and actually I didn't realize this, kind of looked researching some movies and such. I guess, so Nicolas Cage, I'm not going to go with this movie, but, you know, he played, well, I'm going to do two. So he played Left Behind, you know, that's a movie which I think if they actually did all the books, it would be a really good series of movies if they did them right, especially considering, you know, what it means and stuff. But I guess the reason he did that movie is because his brother is a pastor, which I would have not
Nicolas Cage? Pastor Cage.
So, yeah, so his brother's a pastor. But anyways, the movie I'm going to do does have Nicolas Cage in it, and that is Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Right.
any movie with Sam Elliott's in that, right? He's the
the devil.
No, it's Fonda, I thought, was the devil.
Right. I'm just saying the devil was in it.
Right, but you said Sam Elliott. I thought it was, well, maybe Elliott's in it too, but Fonda's the devil.
No, Elliott's his guide.
Fonda's
the devil.
Yeah, okay.
Is like, yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, so he makes a deal with the devil, and again, that's a move, that is the kind of a Friday night, you know, you sit down, enjoy it, you know, right? You kind of watch him, you know, turn into the skeleton man, you know, pull out his, you know, chain and his Harley and everything else, and you know, makes him deal with the devil so he doesn't die doing his stunt riding. It is, but again, it's an entertaining, it's a Nicolas Cage movie, let's just say that.
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
The first one I thought was actually pretty good. The second one was, it was a sequel.
Oh, They were trying a little hard in the second one. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Coming up short.
Okay.
John, you're up.
Oh, let's see. Where am I at here? Pump it on. Oh, might as well be a little sacrilegious and go with Bruce Almighty.
Oh. Here we go. I got a clip.
All right, let's hear it.
You've been doing a lot of complaining about me, Bruce. Quite frankly, I'm tired of it.
Wait. Don't come near me. Seriously, when I'm backed into a corner, I'm like a wild animal. I don't want to hurt you, but I will out of instinct.
You haven't won a fight since grade 5, and that was against a girl.
Yeah, she was huge. She'd been held back.
And the sun was in your eye. Oh, the ego. In a way, I brought you here to offer you a job.
What job?
My job. You think you can do it better, so here's your chance. When you leave this building, you will be endowed with all my powers.
Whatever you say, pal.
Whatever you say, pal.
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce, sorry. I had to throw it in.
Yeah, obviously it was horrible doctrine. I don't care. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's one of those movies you have to ask for forgiveness after you're done watching it.
Exactly.
Anyways.
Okay, speaking of movies that you have to ask for forgiveness after you're done watching it, we have done several religions, haven't we? And that one, I don't even know what, because that's every religion. We've done Christianity, obviously Hebrews, and even Zen Buddhism. It's time to take a look at Islam. Here we go.
I was just a boy when the infidels came to my village in their Black Hawk helicopters. The infidels fired at the oil fields and they lit up like the eyes of Allah. Burning oil rained down from the sky and cooked everything it touched. I could only hide myself and cry as my goats were consumed by the fiery black liquid death.
This is so bad.
In the midst of the chaos, I could swear that I heard my goats screaming for help. As quickly as they had come, the infidels were gone. It was on that day I put a jihad on them. And if you don't believe it, then you better kill me now. Because I'll put a jihad on you, too.
So bad.
Team America.
So bad.
And he's gone undercover amongst them, and he's wearing a beach towel on his head.
So bad. It's so bad.
With patches of fur on his face.
So bad. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. You win.
Hey, that had religion. That's religion.
It qualifies.
The eyes of Allah.
Yes, it does.
What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, you again, you win the award for a movie you have to ask for the most pretty.
Here I was wondering if Richard was going to tell me he was all inspired. Like I changed his life. I mean, that's what I was going for that.
If you're a Catholic, you spend the night in confession.
Go ahead, Richard.
You bathe in confession. You bathe in holy water.
Good point.
Jeez.
Okay.
Anyways, all right. So on that note, I'm going to go with one that's a little bit more recent, and it's based off a book, and that's going to be The Shack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty well done. You know, they go to the cabin, and it's based on, obviously, if you've read the book, it doesn't exactly align with it, but it gets pretty close, and I don't know, it's not a terrible movie, right? And
it wasn't a terrible book. I mean, it was one of those everybody wanted to read it type books, but whatever. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so not too bad.
You're up.
All right. How about Monty Python, Life of Brian?
Oh my.
Oh jeez.
Talk about repentance. Jeez. Well, that is just wrong.
We know the path we're going down.
Well, anyways, I'll throw something fun in there.
Okay, I think we can.
The funniest part is how long his beard is.
True,
because it's like all the way to past his knees, isn't it? In that movie,
it's hilarious.
All right.
Sorry. Okay, let's pick up the pace here. Let's start going a little rapid fire. I'm going to go with Gandhi.
Oh, good one.
Classic religious movie. Great religious leader. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And very well done. By the way, Ben Kingsley, way to go, hit it out of the park. Okay, Richard, you're up.
All right, so you did your version of this one, but I'm going to do mine where you need 18 tubs of popcorn and then also some coffee to get you through this one, and that's going to be the Ten Commandments.
Ah, yes! Favorite of all time.
Great movie.
Let my people go.
Richard, was it the 15 or the Ten Commandments?
It was the 15 shrunken down to the 10, of course, Andy.
All right.
But very, you know, very well done. You know, obviously, just, you know, they did movies very long back then, Andy, as you know. You know
they did.
That one had an intermission, by the way.
Did it not?
In the original form, did it not have intermission?
It did.
Yeah.
Well, that was the same line of like Gettysburg, where, you know, if you bought the DVD set, you know, you bought four DVDs because you or four VHSs, I should say, because they couldn't fit it all in one VHS. And then even you had to do the double-sided DVD because they couldn't get the whole film on one DVD, which tells you how long this thing is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, you're up.
Real anyway, quick, was not the Ten Commandments, Charlie, you would know this, was it not shot originally black and white and then they colorized it later, if I'm not mistaken? I believe that's correct.
I thought it was color.
No, I thought it was black and white, and they colorized it.
I can be wrong.
Charlie will look up and tell us for sure.
Okay, John, you're
up. Okay, I'm up. Oh boy, I'm up. Up.
You got to follow the Ten Commandments. I'm just going to say it. That sucks. How do you follow that?
With the omen.
Okay. Gosh,
Damien.
Okay, so let's see here.
Little kid.
You're really into
creepy
heads.
Little kid that's going to be the Antichrist.
You're really.
It was shot in Technicolor.
Okay. You're really into head spinning and stuff like this.
That was a freaky movie, by the way. Wasn't there like three of them? Was there two sequels to the original? I believe.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
That was a creepy movie.
It was a creepy movie. Okay. Next one up, I'm going to go with Chronicles of Narnia, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Never saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good movie. Not great, but good. It was good. It was worth watching, and wonderful messaging from C.S. Lewis. Richard, you're up.
Yeah, another one based off of the books, and yeah, there you go.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to go with one that was a little bit more recent. Well, I guess it's getting a little bit older now, and that's going to be God's Not Dead.
Yep.
And it plays off of the story of the, you know, basically the kid being challenged by his atheist professor.
Yep. Good movie.
You know, as to why God doesn't exist anymore, or why God doesn't exist, and then you know, gets to it. So yeah, a good one. And again, kind of what we talked about a few weeks ago, Dad, of where as parents you got to make sure you kind of challenge your kids, right? To where when it comes to the situations like that, they can essentially do what the movie does, right?
Right. Right. No.
Excellent.
Yeah. No, I agree. Chariots of Fire is my next one.
Classic.
A little slow.
Another 18 tubs of popcorn.
All right, we got Mike and Aurora joining us. Mike, welcome, sir.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, Ten Commandments was filmed in, like, CinemaScope or something.
Technicolor, Charlie just said.
Okay. One of those wonderful widescreen 50s formats. The horror movies are a good comparison. The Exorcist, depending on how many times you see it, first you read the book along with the Amityville Horror book and you're scared, and you see the movie and Amityville falls flat, but The Exorcist scares the bejeebus out of you.
It does.
And yeah, the second time you see it, though, you're kind of like,
yeah, been there, done that. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the third time someone pointed it out, yeah, no human being could swivel their head 360 degrees and live. And so when I saw it the third time, I laughed, and people were looking at me like, are you sick or what? But anyways.
Mike, what's scarier, the swirling head in The Exorcist or the talking animals in The Star?
Never mind.
That was one Richard brought up earlier.
there's so many good references. I like the Ten Commandments, though.
Good movie.
Wonderful
movie. That'll be shown, I'm sure, this Sunday.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, as always. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, on ABC.
Typically Sunday night. Yep. Mike, appreciate it very much. As always, we'll squeeze Vicky in here before we get things wrapped up. Vicky, welcome.
Well, hi there.
How we doing?
This is Vicky from Black Forest, and I'm doing great. My suggestion for a movie would be Oh God with George Burns.
Yeah, it's on the list.
Classic.
Yeah.
John
That's
Denver.
An old one.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
Hey, thank you, Vicky. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, I haven't seen that one forever.
It's good.
That was
cute.
A movie when I was growing up. Charlie could probably attest to this. You're not allowed to watch. Too sacrilegious for us when we were growing up. Right, Charlie? Yes. Yes, we were not allowed to watch that growing up.
Can I give you one that's totally sacrilegious, awfully, and it's a good movie?
Yeah.
Dogma.
Didn't see it.
It was with it's made one of those Kevin Smith movies. Did you see that one, Richard?
I did not, no.
Oh, what a cast. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Alan Rickman, Linda Fiorentino, Salma Hayek, George Carlin, Alanis Morissette. Alanis Morissette plays God.
Okay. All right, your last one, Richard. Give it to us.
All right, so I'm going to go with one, again, cheesy Christmas or Christian movie, and that's going to be Heaven Is For Real. You know, about the three-year-old that he kind of goes in for the emergency surgery. He sees, and it's, again, it's based on a book. He says he sees God, and just, you know, basically says he sees heaven, so he kind of describes in vivid image. Just kind of a cool, kind of a feel-good movie, I feel like, because tells you maybe what heaven is like. I don't know.
Okay.
I thought it was adorable.
One that came before Passion of the Christ and is a little easier to watch would be The Greatest Story Ever Told, and that one will probably be out this weekend as well. Usually is.
That was a great one.
So you can watch that this weekend along with Ten Commandments if you would like to do so. All right. With that, that's it, Richard. Thanks. We'll get things wrapped up.
Sounds good. See you guys.
All right. Have a great week. And Barber's Foods is next. And, hey, it's getting to be barbecue time of the year. Now, we eat meat all year long. I get that. But, you know, it's barbecue time.
Oh, yeah.
Sun's out.
Fire up the grill.
Let's go. That's right. So make sure all that meat that you're going to cook up this summer comes from Barber's Foods. And I do mean this. It's the best food you'll ever eat in your entire life, the best meat you'll eat in your entire life. I mean that sincerely. You will not eat fresher, more tastier meat anywhere. Barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been selling only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free, and natural food products in Colorado for over 70 years. Their mission is to provide only the best food found in the marketplace from family farms they know personally. Right now, click on March Madness Specials at the top of barbersfoods.com to find these specials and more. Barber's Farms, ground beef, made in Colorado, from Colorado raised beef in 1-pound packages, only $2.99 a pound. Thunder's Catch Alaskan Salmon, whole fillets on sale in March for only $12.49 a pound. And pre-order your Beeler's Duroc non-GMO spiral ham before Easter. Don't spend $100 or more for a spiral ham from a retail outlet. Buy wholesale and get a better ham at a better price from a family farm that Barber's Foods knows personally. Place your order today at barbersfoods.com.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Marianne with Brightview Landscaping Services said, "I would just like to say that we really enjoy working with BES. If I need a toner, I just make a call and they send it out right away. If we have any issues with our equipment, which we rarely do, they come out right away and our copier that we lease works very well. I would highly recommend this company to any business that's interested in having great customer service and equipment that works great. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate. All right, before we do the last little few of those, what are you doing next week?
Next week we are going to do Saturday Night Live cast movies. So any movies with a member of the Saturday Night Live cast, SNL cast movies.
So those of you that are thinking about that between now and then, send text messages in. We'll add them to the list.
Yeah, there's just a few.
Hundreds. Holy cow.
Yeah. And by the way, we're going to be joined by Richard, of course, and Dan.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. Right.
Dan Muir will be here for that one.
Awesome. All right. We got a minute. Rattle a few more off.
Okay. Let's Expelled.
Okay.
How about this one? Footloose.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Another one. Have a little fun.
Yeah.
Sister Act.
Footloose and Sister Act.
Okay. Now let's fight some monsters here. Van Helsing. He was a warrior for the church. The African Queen. She was very religious.
Yeah.
Two incredible performances. Let's see. Defending Your Life, which is a New Age movie, and it's very funny.
Okay.
Very, very funny. The Sound of Music, Hercules, Fiddler on the Roof is a classic. And let's go to Chinese culture, Mulan, Worshiping Your Ancestors and so forth. Courageous.
Courageous.
Very good one. Coco.
Oh, yeah, Charlie.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I didn't think about Coco. Okay. All right. That's it.
That's a lot of religious
movies. Actually, we got a lot more in there than I thought we would. So, everybody, good job. Thanks for all the texters. Appreciate that as well. Again, next week, we will do movies with SNL cast members.
Yep.
So, make sure you text those in. We'll get those added to the list. All right, we got another full hour coming your way. When I come back, I'm going to try to keep it as light and fun as I can, although this one is driving me nuts because of just the things I see posted and articles and so on, and that is people that do not do their due diligence before buying a home and then wonder what's going on around them. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Around them and also in the home.
Okay, we'll be right back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Hour 3 is next, KLZ 560.